Hello, good fight people who didn't pass their bar exam. Welcome back to another episode of Fans React, the Good Fight edition. I'm your host, Stephanie, from the United States.
I'm Dana from Germany.
And I'm Betty from Hungary.
And here we are with episode four?
Five?
Are we on five already?
Yeah, almost, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, episode five, the one where you punch a Nazi, I think it's called. Or the one where a Nazi gets punched. That's what it is. The one where a Nazi gets punched.
Well.
Betty, you start us off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. My first note is organization psychologist.
Oh, yes. Talk about that.
Yeah. It was funny, yeah. And I would never be an organization psychologist.
Why?
I don't know. It was always not my type. Because it means that we have to work so many people in a firm. And I don't like it. It doesn't really involve psychotherapy and things like that.
Yeah, that's what my best friend is studying, kind of.
Yeah, so, but I really like the sensitivity training scene. So,
what was that? I don't remember anymore.
When they, Liz and Diane were standing.
Oh, yeah.
And they have
I should really watch. I should watch the app before we record.
Oh, it's okay. We'll remind you.
Yeah, but I want to remember on my own.
Oh.
Oh, and I didn't like the psychologist. She was too. I don't know.
She was too cheery.
I don't remember her, to be honest.
Do you remember anything?
I remember only through my notes. Like, I wrote the voter with the shirt. That was really funny.
Oh, yes.
Like, remove the shirt, blah, blah, blah. And then he removes it and there's a swastika.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? By the way, I just read a research that was done by some organization called claims something. Anyway, apparently 1/3 of Americans they think that only like 2 million Jews died in the Holocaust. And a really big number have never heard of Auschwitz, and they can't even name one concentration camp. So yeah. What is happening in your schools there?
A lot. Don't even let me get into it because we need other education.
Mass shooting.
Oh, wow. You went there, huh? We need a huge education reform in this country, but that's a discussion for a different day.
You can make another podcast.
Just about education reform, yes.
Or everything else that needs to be fixed in different countries in the world.
It's going to be a very long-running podcast.
Yeah. We'll always have something to talk about.
I guess so.
When Diane was talking to Marisa and she said, we will take care of Marisa. And she said, I'm Marisa. It's funny because sometimes my mom, because she has 3 daughters and 3 grandchildren, she mixes up the names. And so sometimes she tells me about my niece and she says, Dana did that and that. And I say, I'm Dana.
Well, I just thought about the same because we are just 2 of us, me and my sister, and my mother can really confused about it. Really funny. So yeah,
but you're only 2.
But
It's anyway. More than one, so.
It's already hard on the human brain.
Exactly.
I think numbers would be easier.
You know what number 5 did yesterday?
Thing 1 and thing 2.
You, come here.
So, Jay and Luca getting sent to the polls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then their Republican counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen that going to a poll.
What?
To have, like, Democratic and Republican...
watchers or whatever.
Yeah, whatever they are. I've never encountered that. But maybe they only send them...
How did you go to polls?
I mean, the last time I went was for... It was a couple months ago. It was back in November.
Do you get, like, a... mail at home, like a letter, and they ask you to go to the poll? How do you do that?
No, you just go whenever there's whenever you have to vote for something, you just, the polls are open and you go from, like, they're open from like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and you just go and vote.
I thought it's like polls to check how people think.
Oh no, they were voting.
Oh, okay. What for?
I don't know. They didn't say it, I don't think. But it seemed like it was some sort of district with heavy, like, whoever they were voting on was going to make a difference in the government or something. I don't know. I didn't pay close enough attention. I probably should have.
I love how they went with the stereotype of, you know, white Republicans and black Democrats.
But yep.
Eventually, in the end, the Republicans surprised everyone and were nice people.
Yeah, because usually you hear, you know, the complete opposites. Like the Democrats are one side and the Republicans are the other, which includes being a Nazi. Apparently, in this country. But not all Republicans are like that. And not all Democrats are all the way to the left either.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see, like, there wasn't this drastic perspective on it, like a lot of the country seems to think there is.
I think that's one of the worst things that people do, is take a group of people and make them as one entity. And say all Republicans are, I don't know, racist and whatever.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
That's what we do all the time. So.
Sorry?
That's what we do all the time.
Yeah, so. I think it's easier for the brain.
Yeah.
People just don't stop and think, okay, every person is good and bad and happy and sad and whatever. And everyone has everything inside. It's too complicated. Stop and think.
Yeah, it's the same with nations too, I think. So,
that's one of the horrible things in Israel. Like, people think, okay, Arabs, they're all bad. They all want to kill us, and it's so not true.
Well, that's what the red jacket guy was saying when the reporter was interviewing. It was like, not everybody's created equal. Women vote with their emotions. And I forget who else he said. And black people are out for blood.
I don't know who invented that stupid thing that women vote or decide stuff only based on their emotions, because men are much more emotional than women. They are angrier and their ego is hurt more than women.
Yes.
I think women actually vote with their brains more because we're so used to, maybe not me specifically, but usually women are used to feeling so or admitting that they're feeling something,
and also feeling something is human, so
yeah. Why not vote with your emotions? Like, I feel that all people should be treated equally.
That's so a good feeling to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love when men are like, women are too emotional. But then when you say something to bruise their ego, their whole like, their pride is hurt.
Yeah. Poor thing.
They're not smarter. And that makes them angry. Wah, wah, wah. Too bad.
Maybe stop feeling and start thinking, men.
Stop thinking about your dicks and think about the world.
Yeah, nobody cares how big they are or small.
My coworker is so funny because she's like, I've lived on this earth for 59 years and I've experienced the male dominance and I know they're bullshit when they try to say it to me. And why do they always have to check if their penises are still there? I don't get it. It's so true, though.
It's so primal. That's the source of pride and insecurity for men. How simple is your brain?
Very.
Wait. I wanted to ask about John Barron. Is that real?
I wanted to ask the same, yeah.
Okay, leave it to the American who actually doesn't know the answer to that.
Live in your own world.
I don't listen to the news.
I don't like the world, so I don't take interest in it.
Well, because it's so skewed and it's, you know, it's getting to the point where you don't know what's true and what's not. And both sides are clashing so hard that everyone's just losing focus. Everyone. Although I will say when they said John Barron, I thought of John Barrowman, the actor. And I was like, that's not the same person. He was in Doctor Who, I think.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
John Barron is a pseudonym for Donald Trump. So it's a person that he's made up.
To call the press or something, right?
What yes.
I've always said that his brain is like a 3-year-old's brain.
Yeah.
It's worse, I think. It's like he has all these imaginary friends. It's not
human brain. Yeah.
What?
It's not human brain, maybe.
He's an alien. We've always thought that the aliens are smarter than us, but guess what? But I guess it's real if they did a song about, how do they call it? Short, right? The Good Fight Short or whatever.
The good, yeah. Whatever it is.
But yeah, but Lam, oh my God.
He's back! He's back. Yeah, like
with the partner, their faces just killed me.
The killer elite.
And when they were in the office and he was like far away and they were looking at him and he's smiling like crazy.
Oh my God. It was so creepy. Really creepy. And when Adrian said that I agree and then he hugged him.
He's so tiny next to him.
The smell must have lingered.
Ugh. Smell of drugs and I don't know what else he does.
B.O.
B.O. That reminds me of the episode in Seinfeld, which he didn't watch, both of you. So.
Yeah, no. It's too Seinfeld for me.
Don't say anything bad about it because my best friend and I consider Seinfeld to be us.
All right, won't say anything bad. Won't say anything bad.
He hates people like we do. What else was about Blum?
When he had that woman on the stand, and he's like, what does Machu Picchu mean to you? And then he puts the hat on and he starts singing the song and she starts crying.
That was so funny.
And then he goes over to her and is consoling her and continues to sing the song. I'm like, oh my god, this guy's insane.
And the judge.
The judge is crying.
That judge's been with the show for so many years.
Really?
I'm the Good Wife, yeah. Yeah, but eventually Blum succeeded, right?
By playing dirty.
Bullshit.
Putting his dietitian on the stand.
Oh, God.
How did that happen? Like, how does the judge not check in? Like, who's checking in on these witnesses to make sure they're legit?
The other side, right? The defense should be checking on the other side. Like,
oh, my God.
I think the judge is allowed to interfere with other than what he's being presented. I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping that this doesn't actually happen in courts in real life, because
there are really bad
about our judicial system. So.
There are dirty lawyers, that's for sure, but...
Oh, God, there's dirty everything.
We need to have a lawyer guest speaker.
Yes.
Lawyers out there. Did pass the bar.
I guess it's because the case moved so fast that neither side had a chance to really check. But even then, no, that's no excuse. All right, move on.
Liz and Diane.
Oh,
what is that, a duel? It did kind of look like they were gonna turn and pull out their swords or something.
Yes.
And I loved how, you know, they kept walking away from each other, but then she started talking about Prince, and then they're like taking steps backwards.
Yeah, they're talking about Prince and like certain actresses and like movies or shows or whatever. And I'm like, oh, they're fangirls of the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, what can bring you closer than being a fangirl in the same fandom?
It's so true.
True.
It's people together from all over the world.
We had a professional development day last week at work, and it was like, hundreds of employees in one huge hall, and we had this group facilitate, and it was a lot like diversity, so we had to form the most diverse group of six, and then we got to talking about like our hobbies and things we like or whatever, and we started making connections. So that whole scene reminded me of my professional development day last week.
Did you develop professionally?
Honestly, no. But whatever.
Yeah, but okay. I love the way they sing together. I thought it would be more like showy or whatever. But they just sang together.
The singing?
Yeah.
Was cringy to me.
Why?
I don't know. It was like, I don't know what it was, but I was cringing and I was like, oh.
No, it was like,
I mean, it was nice, but I think Diane was doing like embarrassing little dance moves and I was like, oh.
Secondhand
embarrassment.
Like when you start singing with your friend, I didn't feel that at all. Embarrassment. Don't you ever start singing with your friends?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that. Exactly. It wasn't like a show in the middle of the episode or anything. It was nice. And
it was,
I love.
It was nice. It was.
I love what she was wearing, Diane. That black dress.
Oh, with the sheer like lace at the top. Oh, my God, I love it.
And I like the hair too.
The hair was usual, right? What she usually has.
Yeah.
Not the curls.
The curls was great.
Well, notice how the curls are not around when Kurt is not around.
I wonder if they'll come back when he's around.
Which, when is he coming back? Because I miss talking about Mick Hart, like, a lot. So.
He's supposed to be in 7 episodes, and he was already in 2, right?
Yeah.
How many episodes are in the season, 12 or 13?
I think so.
I was asking.
I think it's either 12 or I don't think it's 10. I can check.
If it's 10, then he has to be in all of the next episodes.
Which wouldn't make sense. I think it's 13.
10. According to IMDb.
Really?
God damn it. So yeah, he has to be in the rest of the episodes. All of them.
Well, there is only 10. What the
I just said it.
Well, I was hoping it was like, because sometimes they only release the titles of the episodes coming up like 3 ahead or something.
I wonder if it's a budget thing or schedule thing. Why only 10?
Well, next week's episode is called The One with the Celebrity Divorce, in case you're wondering.
The singing thing, I wrote singling. The way the singling was cut with Adrian and his lover. Yeah, that was like, oh, what's happening?
No.
And I don't like her at all.
Neither do I.
Isn't she too young to be a judge?
No.
She looks like she's 30, 35.
She looks young, but I think she's probably like 50.
Really?
Yeah.
OMG, I want to look like that when I'm 50.
I know.
Do you like her, Steph?
I don't know if I like her character yet. I feel like she's going to fuck over Adrian.
I feel like she's dirty somehow.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't like her story about that police officer. It was just so mean and I don't know.
I don't remember it.
Oh yeah, I do remember it. That it stopped her, right?
And well, she like used her power to get out of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I think this, like, maybe that was the beginning of her being dirty.
Yeah, like something's not right there.
We'll see.
The red jackets.
Yeah, back to that. Jay breaking the fourth wall. I don't know if I like that. Jay breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I like that. It's kind of like the shorts. It takes you out of the episode.
Breaking the fourth wall is when, like, the actors talk to the audience directly.
Oh,
because you're like you're the fourth wall. When actors act, they act like the left, the back, and the right, but they never address the audience directly. So when they do that, it's called breaking the fourth wall.
Oh,
Betty, please! Didn't you take drama in high school?
Oh, it was a long, long, long time ago.
Please. I'm older than you and I remember it.
Sorry.
You should be.
Yes.
I am ashamed, okay?
Shame.
Shame.
I feel like we say this every podcast. but no, the red jackets? I've never heard of them either. Maybe I should watch the news more.
It's not real? Maybe they just invented it for the show?
Let's see.
Based on another group that is real?
I just tried to look up red jackets and typed in Fred jackets by mistake.
Fred.
Oh, and now I'm getting like Amazon Macy's red jackets. So...
Right, Red Jackets group.
Yeah, no.
So I guess it's not a real group.
It's not a real group.
Probably based it on a real group.
I'm gonna look up Red Jacket Nazis.
Are you sure you want to look that up? Want to have that in your history?
Fine. Government's already after me, probably. So, whatever.
Government's after you.
Okay.
It's time to punch a few Nazis.
I don't know. Do we use violence against violence? Does that work?
Well, that's what they talked about, right? On the show. Mm-hmm. That's what Jay explained.
I know. I don't know if I'm comfortable with it.
Well, I'm not objective, but I would say yes. With Nazis, you can use violence.
Okay. If Donna says argue. So, then I'm doing it.
You can't argue with me because I'm Jewish.
Well, sometimes you just need a little visceral reaction to get people to listen.
With Nazis, yeah.
AKA Nazis.
Because Nazis and groups like Nazis are, like, for me, they are at the bottom of humanity. They say that, you know, they have the racial, how do you call it in English? The
what are you trying
I don't know. That they have, you know, race, they ranked races, like who's on top and who's underneath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for me, they're not a race, but as a group of people, they are at the bottom of humanity.
Kill them all. Just kidding. Oh my God. Cut that out.
Too late.
Shit, the cops are after me.
Kill all the Nazis, as Shakespeare wrote.
What's interesting, as we've talked before, this was in relation to politicians, but like having to play a dirty game in order to get people to see what's going on. And that's kind of what they did with the Red Jackets. Luca called Diane and Diane called someone from the group to
doxing. You know,
doxing. Yeah. And Luca was like, two of them are sex offenders, so let's get them out. And then Jay calling in the reporter. And I mean, I guess you gotta play dirty.
How do they even gather for a protest or whatever? Shouldn't they ask the police for permission?
No, if it's a public area, then they can.
Really? You literally have to ask the police for permission to protest.
If you're in a public area, and it's a peaceful protest, then you can do it. As long as you're not like blocking paths, like ways to get in and out of places, and you're not soliciting, I forget what it is, but it's like a general, basically you can protest in a public space as long as it's peaceful.
Well, it obviously wasn't going to be peaceful.
Nope.
So couldn't they just have called the police and say there's a violent protesting going on here?
Well, yes, they could have. Well, they did after.
Yeah, but the thing that got it violent was the doxing, right? Or am I wrong?
Well, yeah, because then someone lost their job and someone... Because then they got angry that someone was exposing them, even though they were rioting in a public place.
Poor Nazis. They got emotional.
They got angry. Oh my God. I've never seen a woman Nazi. Have you?
Not in person, but yes, they were. Of course they were.
There were, but I mean... All those Red Jackets were men. Just saying.
Yeah. I don't think that women would have ever done what the Nazis did on their own.
Well, no, because they have brains.
And they use them.
Actually. And they use them.
Well, later on, when Luca was standing on the car for reception, I immediately thought about an episode where Alicia did the same. I think it was season 4. Five maybe. I'm not sure. Do you remember it, Betty?
No. I don't know.
How do you remember that, but you can't remember something from
the episode? Tell me your secret.
My mind is very strange.
It's called long-term memory, not short-term memory.
Well, I don't remember stuff from the past either, but some things get stuck, I guess.
Interesting.
We'll get back to that if I remember.
Betty's psychoanalyzing you currently.
Anyway, why is Maya angry at Luca?
Because she was the one that helped leak the salaries thing.
She didn't help. She told him not to do it.
Yeah, but she's attached to, I don't know. But then it started the whole like racial disparity in the firm.
But Luca didn't do anything. It was completely Jay. He told her about it and he pulled out the data, and then she saw it and she told him, no, we're not going to do it. And he did it anyway. It was completely him.
It looks like that angry at everyone except Marissa, maybe.
I mean, it makes sense that she would be angry with Diane because it does look like she's trying to sabotage her interviews. But why Luca? They were really good friends.
I just thought the same as Stephanie said. But I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but it was.
They should have said something more about it, like one sentence or whatever.
I don't know.
Well, what I want to know is why Diane gave her these job opportunities that don't start right away.
Well, what I was thinking is that she wants time to maybe try and get her back in the firm.
That's what I thought too. But I don't know now.
So it has to be true if that's what we both thought.
Well, but then why would she like forget her name when talking to Marissa?
I don't know. Maybe she's like a mother to them. So she forgets it.
True. That's what I'm going to hope for.
I think she was just distracted, maybe. Like she said. I just want to say about the promo that it looks really good with Diane basically becoming Blum to fight him.
It's going to be great. Yay. And more axe throwing. Love it.
Oh.
Yeah, now every time I see it, I think about the GIF that you send or what
the video?
Whatever.
Oh my God. I'm going to try to find it and post it on Twitter. For those of you who have not seen this video, it's this girl in an axe bar in, I forget what state it was in, but she throws the axe and it goes to like the bottom of the board, like the way bottom. It doesn't even come close to the board. It's like the target itself, and it bounces off and flies back at her face. Oh my God.
Like a fucking boomerang.
Yes.
So strange. I didn't know axes can do
me
that.
Me neither.
So strange.
But it's
but at
she
least
ducked on time, and I ducked with her because it was like, whoa. Oh anyway, that's it for this week. Next week should be interesting, and hopefully we get Kurt back.
Well, if there are only 10 episodes left, then yeah, he has to be there.
Although, this was the fifth one, right?
Right.
And he was in the first two. And he's supposed to be in seven. Then he should have been in this 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, no, no, no. It is. Okay, so the next five. I'm so good at math and counting.
Me neither, but I can count to five.
Whatever. Teach. And I teach children. Okay. Not right now, but I used to. Oh, boy. Okay. All right, my good fight listeners. That's it for this week. Catch us next week when we talk about episode 6, where there'll hopefully be more Kurt. And we'll see a little more of Diane taking on Roland Blum. Mm. With no curls.
No curls.
Although I secretly want the curls back.
Me too.
Have a good week, everyone. Bye.
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 It is advised to listen to fans react to the comfort of your home, on your way to work, or during any other activity, alone or accompanied by other fangirls. Fans React podcast may cause some side effects. Call your fellow fangirl if you feel a sudden surge of feels. Stomach ache may appear if the podcast was funny. Don't hesitate to report about it on social media. Listening to the podcast is not recommended while operating heavy machinery. All right, someone's got their vibrator going and it's not okay.
I'm sorry. Wait. Okay, I silenced the phone. Silence! I kill you!
Oh, usually it's Betty. It's you this time?
Why? It's scientific.
I love that word.
It's scientific.
Scientific. Oh, no, I love that so much more. Scientific.
It's science.
It's okay.
How do you say it? I have to know.
It's scientific.
Okay.
I know. I was close enough.
I know.
I like much better scientific.
Me too!